Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. I'm Ellie Gibson.
I'm Helen Thorne.
And we're very happy to be here. I'm looking at a coffee table covered with lube, a sex toys catalogue, and some sort of pelvic floor DVD with the Tenor logo on it. It's you might think it's just another typical Wednesday night in, but it's not, Helen. It is.
It is the sexpisode.
It's the sexpisode.
Yes. Let's get it on.
That's right.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. With the Australian ghost of Marvin Gaye and Salt and Pepper, the Australian Salt and Pepper tribute band. Welcome, yeah. Ladies.
Thank you very much.
Yes, it is a sex episode, so we should say right from the off that this is going to be explicit, isn't it?
This episode is not suitable
for children, as if any of the others are, really.
No, it'll be raunchy, it'll be rude, it will be raucous.
Bottoms galore.
Yes. Someone said bottoms already.
That's where we're at.
And the person who's just said bottoms is, of course, our special guest, who is the lovely Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, lovely to be here.
Sarah Lorentzen. Now, regular listeners of the podcast might recognise you because you've been on before, haven't you?
Yes, I was episode 5.
That's right, because Sarah, you are the Derren Brown of the JJs.
Ooh.
Did they start calling you that at work after the episode came out?
They just call me Derren.
I love
a beautiful
that.
Name.
Oh, Derren, yeah.
Well, if you haven't listened to episode 5, do go and check it out for more from Sarah. But for anyone who hasn't listened to the episode, Sarah, could you explain what your job is?
I am a fanny physio. Probably the more traditional name is a women's health physio. So I look after women's nether regions when they are pregnant, look after their backs and pelvises, and then after they experience the joys of childbirth, I pop their nether regions back together again.
Oh! Yeah. Make it sound like a lovely jigsaw
piece. Yes. And Humpty Dumpty. Yeah.
Rather than a terrible nightmare quilt. That's what mine was like anyway. Oh. Very exciting. So last time you were on, we were talking all about pelvic floors and how to exercise them and that kind of thing.
And we'll come back to that, don't you worry.
I'm sure there'll be... I can see you're champing at the bits, as it were.
It's going there already, Ellie. Yeah.
But as I say, that's not the main theme of the podcast today, is it, Helen?
No, we're talking about sex and we're talking about mums and sex and dads and sex, really. And mums and dads and dads.
Yep, that's what you've done is you've nutshelled it.
Yeah,
and that is your
all the combinations.
That's your special
of,
talent, isn't it? You've
sex,
nutshelled it.
I think
that's very good. Yeah.
Sex when you have children.
Yes.
Yeah.
That came out wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a mum yourself, Sarah.
Yes, I have two small children. Mm-hmm. Who are 3 and 5 at the moment, and a husband who is. I won't tell you how old he is. We have had sex after having children, so that's
well
a
done.
Good start.
How many times?
Yeah, single figures. But
several times.
Yeah, several, many.
Yeah. If you walk into a newsagent or the supermarket, every magazine at the moment is talking about being beach ready. So I guess what I wanted to talk about on this podcast is being sex ready. And since you specialise in fannies, can you talk about getting our fannies ready? What do we need to do?
I absolutely can. Look, Anna, I I do like to come back to the pelvic floor. Mm-hmm. So let's get it out there, get it over and done with.
Okay. Let's do it.
And we're going to do it again. And again. And again.
And hold.
But there is evidence to say that if you have a strong pelvic floor, mm-hmm. okay, you have a better orgasm.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh. Mm. Well, there's hardcore scientific evidence.
So you can say hardcore something else then. Yeah.
So, I mean, really, it is really the key. One of the functions of your pelvic floor is to enhance your sex life.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know this is maybe a stupid question, but where exactly is your pelvic floor?
Okay. Like, so if you look down at the floor, you won't find it there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you go up to the loft.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
What's in my loft? But basically, it's a hammock of muscles that goes between your tailbone and your pubic bone mm-hmm. at the front. So it's called the pelvic floor because it is the floor of your pelvis.
Right.
Okay. And it's made of lots of different muscles called bulbospongiosus and ischiosis.
Spongiosus.
Speak for yourself.
Spread that on your bread.
Mm-hmm. No thanks, I'm married. It started.
Anyway, it's functions. It obviously has a function for continence. Now, continence, I mean, that's a feature that's
not about
Africa,
no,
Asia.
No, it's something everyone should have on their CV is continence, bladder and bowel. You need to hold your wee and you need to hold your...
In like the hobbies section, I have a full clean driving license, I enjoy windsurfing and I'm continent.
Yeah, like that. Why not?
Why not?
You're hired. Because it's weird. That's why not.
Okay, I'll take it off. Right.
Maybe not if you're working in the fanny physio industry. Yeah, I don't know. Fair enough.
So continence and support. So it supports all your lady bits, mm-hmm. okay, stops them from falling out, and it supports the...
That is useful.
Yeah, it's good not to have to drive your lady bits around in a wheelbarrow.
In a hammock.
Like Finbar Saunders.
And obviously the other reason that we'll dwell on this evening is it is good for sexy time.
Oh, yeah. I see. So it's not just about the peeing, it's about
not the peeing, not the pooing,
sexy.
It's about the humping.
Oh, I love the word humping. It's great.
Do you know what I was thinking of today?
What?
Dry humping.
Oh, dry humping. Do you know about this, Ellie?
Do I know what dry humping is?
Yeah.
Yes, I do, Helen, because I'm an adult woman. Did you not know what it was?
No, it's just that sometimes...
Did you think it was something to do with camels?
I'm very late to this game. I didn't know what a lemon party was. Do you know what that is?
Have you Googled it yet?
No.
I want you to Google it.
What's a lemon party?
You've got to Google it. I can't tell you.
Is it something to do with pelvic floors?
Anyone who's listening, if you don't know what a lemon party is, don't Google it. Don't.
We are going to Google it now.
Oh, you're going to be...
I'm doing it on your computer, though.
Well, just don't do it in the same room as a child. Anyway, sorry. Dry humping, you were saying.
Okay, humping. Okay, so your pelvic floor.
Okay. Mm. Coming back. So having a good, strong pelvic floor is a real asset to you in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because... not wanting to put it too bluntly.
Oh, God forbid.
Let's put it bluntly. You can squeeze around the cock.
She's demonstrating this, listeners, with a hand gesture. You can probably imagine it yourself.
Two fingers, squeezy, squeezy, happy campers.
Oh, very nice.
If you say squeezy, squeezy, happy campers while you're doing it, does that enhance the moment? Or do you think that's...
But you know, one thing that might enhance, if you scrunch your toes, coming back, let's do the technical business first.
Okay, right.
How you activate it.
Yeah.
Just to remind you... Listeners, if you didn't listen to
it, there's a little red button at the base of your spine. Double A battery.
What you do is you imagine you're in a lift, okay, and George Clooney's on one side, Brad Pitt's on the other,
mm-hmm.
okay, and you've just been out for a curry, okay, and you need to do a fluff.
What's a fluff? It's a fart. The Australian translation thing.
Oh, we need a translator here. Okay.
A pop.
It brings a whole new meaning to the phrase fluffy dice. Good.
Anyway, so imagine you need to do a fluff, and then at the same time, you've just drunken like 6 pints of water and you're busting for a wee.
Right.
Okay, so what you're doing is you're squeezing around your back passage and your front at the same time.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh, okay. And you girls will remember,
yeah.
Oh, ye of little faiths, you didn't think that I knew when you were doing it because I have a sixth sense.
You are talented.
Yeah.
Well,
I can tell if someone's doing it just by looking at them. And these two, biatches, wanted to test. Like, they didn't trust me.
No, that's right.
They tested me.
And
I'm like the James Randi of pelvic floors. I'm a skeptic. Yeah. But that is how you got the name the Derren Brown of VJJs.
Yeah, right. But anyway, the other thing I was going to say to enhance your pelvic floor squeeze is if you scrunch your toes in your shoes, okay, do it with me now. Right, so scrunch your toes as you squeeze.
Scrunching.
Ooh, scrunching and squeezing. Ooh, and scrunching.
Hello.
I don't know if I like it. It's like when you use a very dry felt tip, it feels like. Do you know what I mean?
A bit scratchy.
Nails down a blackboard.
Okay, and the reason why that works is that the same nerve that supplies the muscles that scrunch your toes also supplies your pelvic floor. So, yeah, enhancement.
Because sometimes if you watch a movie and people are having sex, they'll pan down to the toes and the toes will do a little scrunch.
Yeah.
As a gesture that they're having a good time.
Yep, and that their pelvic floors are squeezing around the willy.
See, there you are.
There you are. It's like, don't doing a film degree.
It's like the toes are a window to the fan.
So don't tell me I don't teach you two anything.
No, that's my why goodness. You're here.
Yeah. So that's obviously the big one, and the one that I'm extremely interested in is the old pelvic floor.
Okay.
But just on a slightly serious note for like half a second, some women have pelvic floors that are too tight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And particularly in this day and age when Pilates is, you know, it's all the rage and, you know, a lot of Pilates people who are activating their pelvic floor. There are some women whose pelvic floors are actually too tight.
Because they've done too much Pilates.
Yeah, stop that Pilates.
Who's the winner now?
Winner must be like a mouse's ear. that's good. That means I'm definitely not going to do Pilates now.
No.
I've thought about it for about 10 years. Now I can definitely not
do it. Don't do it. Don't
Who
go
wants
there,
a tight
girlfriend.
Fanny? Cool. Not me.
No, but it's not, I mean, it's not just Pilates. And certainly with Pilates, you know, if you're activating but you're relaxing at the same, you know, after you activate, all should be fine. But there are some women who, for many different reasons, can have very tight pelvic floors. And so, you know, doing the bad thing can be a bit painful for them.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I treat. So women who have pelvic floor tightness, okay, then I treat that as well.
Oh, so what's the treatment for that? Is it the opposite of pelvic floor exercise? So they have to eat lots of pelvic floor Big Macs and like sit around.
Yeah, it's kind of for JJ massage. I'm actually on a course this weekend. Shout out to everyone who's coming on the course for vajayjay massage with me this weekend.
Do you like them on the courses, practice on each other?
We do. You have to sign a consent form.
Oh
my God.
Wow.
Yeah, vajayjay and back garden.
Oh.
Back garden as well.
Goodness me.
Ooh, happy weekends for me.
Oh. Mind the compost heap. Oh, yikes.
So, sorry, you say bye-bye to your husband. I'm going away for a weekend of fingering.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
Front door, back door.
Wow.
Back door. Yeah, anyway, let's move on to that from that because...
That's an away day, isn't it? That really is.
It's keeping me up at nights, that one.
That's it.
Anyway, so coming back to the tight pelvic floor business, if you have painful intercourse, okay, painful sexy time, okay, don't put up with it. Often the solution can be reasonably straightforward, right? If you have painful sex, it's not normal.
Right.
Okay.
Come and see a crazy lady like moi.
Should you go to your GP? Or?
Yeah. Like the first port of call is a GP. But a lot of GPs don't really know a lot about it. Mm-hmm. Or they'll tell you that it's kind of normal after having kids and stuff, but it's really not. So you need to find a women's health physio.
Right.
And the physiotherapy in obstetrics, gynecological and pelvic something. So it's called POGPA.
Pogper,
yes. Pogper. So it's the Chartered Society of Physio Women's Health Group. They will be able to point you in the right direction for a women's health physio to help sort out your for JJ.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what about the first time you have sex after you've had a baby? Because I remember for me that was quite a big deal and a bit. Yeah. What advice would you give to people who are sort of dealing with that?
The first thing I would say is lubrication. Okay. Oh, funny you should mention that, Helen, because I've got some.
Here we are.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a long time since I've seen that.
No, we can get it in Waitrose because that's where I got it this afternoon to add to my collection.
It comes with some free hummus. 2 for 1.
But, I mean, obviously, the first time you have sex after having a baby, lube is a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, lube is a good idea. For a lot of people, yeah. Because, you know, as we get older, our own lube tends to reduce a little bit.
Okay,
so there's no shame in using lube. I think women perhaps feel that, like, well, they haven't produced enough of their own lube, so they have to...
Stop calling it lube.
So they have to, you know, go and get some other kind
lube.
Of...
Lube. I love right. you.
Elvis is in the building. There's no shame. And it, in fact, can have a real enhancement to your sexual pleasure. Ooh. Because, and that's what I was thinking today as I was coming back from Waitrose. You know, there's no fun in dry humping.
No, there is no fun.
Well, yeah, speak for yourselves. I mean, rainy Thursday
I'm
night.
I'm going to leave this lure here for you.
So that's the Durex. You recommend the Durex brand?
Well, look, the ones I actually, I mean, good old, you can use a lot of things for lube.
Yeah.
You can use olive oil, actually, if you've got nothing else.
With a nice balsamic.
Yeah.
If you're in Tuscany.
Yeah.
What about sunflower? Is that...
Yeah, sunflower.
Mazola.
Sesame's perhaps a bit strong. Yeah.
Wok oil.
Yeah, not engine oil. Don't use that.
Baby.
Yeah, could.
Yeah.
All right.
You bought this one. This one's called Yes.
Yes.
So what I like about this one is it's fully certified organic by the Soil Association.
Oh, organic. See, that's what I've been looking for in a lube.
Again, it's organic. Gwyneth goes through a gallon of this a week. Well, not now.
Yeah.
Gwyneth would like that.
Maybe it's what she's about.
So yes. It alleviates vaginal dryness. Vaginal. Free from fragrance, colour, taste, residual and parabens.
So this is one of the ones I recommend. There is oil-based and water-based. So water-based you can use with any old things, and oil-based you can't use with condoms because it compromises their effectiveness.
Okie dokie.
So yes is all good. Yes.org, I think it's called.
Now, I've heard, though, that if you're trying for a baby, lube isn't necessarily a good idea because it can get in the way of the sperm and slow it down a bit.
It can do it. Depends on where you put it, really.
I put it on my nose.
You should be all right.
Yeah. If you're trying for a baby, where you put it does have a big effect on your chances anyway, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
There's only one place you really should be putting it. Yeah, but you can get lube that is designed to enhance
pH friendly.
Your,
and
your
I
chances.
Think actually yes is
so
pH
it's
friendly.
A bit like slicking up the the skis to make
that's
the,
right.
It's just a bit like, with curling, the guys with the brooms.
Yes.
That's metaphorically.
Yeah, about those guys with the brooms, just reducing the friction.
That's right. That's what's happening in Ellie's fanny.
That's right. Curling. I'm a one
very
woman.
Very big in Scotland.
And the other one that I would recommend is called Silk.
Oh.
Yeah. And it is, as it says on the tin, it's quite silky.
Right.
Yeah, so that's quite a nice one. It's organic as well, I think. So they're the ones that we tend to recommend at the hospital where I work.
WD-40?
No. No. Put it away.
Just trying to think.
But some people use spit.
Well,
it's obviously convenient. You've got it right there.
Handy. I once used shampoo when I was a teenager, and it made the skin off my boyfriend's penis peel.
Oh, it would have been clean.
Was it like knit shampoo?
It was so nasty. It made it all scaly.
Oh, no, don't use shampoo.
There's a tip.
That is why. Sometimes shower sex.
Yeah.
You know, if you are using a lot of soap, even though it makes it a bit slip slidey, once it washes off,
not so good.
Dry humping.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Do you know, every time you I'm starting to feel, I quite miss dry humping. It was a happier, simpler time.
Yeah, it was. There was no mess involved.
Well,
no, but for me.
No. It would always end in damp humping. That was the problem.
And
really.
A bit like, oh. Yeah.
Anyway, listeners, you're probably glad to know.
Saved by the Bells on again.
Yeah, the other one I've got is the Durex. The Durex do quite a big range. They do one called Tingle, which is I bought from Waitrose, that I'm now applying to Helen's hand.
Oh, please.
And I might pop some around. Ooh,
this is very, just watching
mouth.
This, I'm very aroused. I want you to know. My hot girl on
I'm
girl nerve action.
I'm
putting
some
action.
On Ellie's, something around.
Does it have a smell?
No, I don't know.
Not really.
A smell.
Okay.
But when I was opening, I accidentally did put quite a lot onto my hand, and now I can't feel my hand at all.
So this, I'm putting lube on my hand.
Yeah, we're just testing.
What are we doing
it.
Next?
wouldn't you like to know? No, but we're just testing. So this Tingle stuff has got like a bit of.
Can I taste it? It's not bad.
The canapes tonight are not great. So I'm just. Just a bowl
just
of nuts.
Just a small bowl of nuts. I'm saving it for the after
I'm just
going
to squirt this into my mouth.
That's a point. Toothpaste?
Yeah, probably not. It's a little bit of toothpastiness.
Yeah. So it's got some kind of active ingredient.
My hand's starting to get a bit.
I don't know what because they won't tell me, but but a little bit of tingle. Yeah. So sometimes I'll use this actually with women who do have a bit of painful sex to, just dull things down a tiny bit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So lube is definitely.
Lube's a good one. We've got
pelvic floor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Lube. Is the next one. Okay.
So we've got to the point where we've done our pelvic floor exercises. Yep. Our fanny's in good shape. Yep. We've got a big bucket of lube. We've convinced our husband.
The kids are slipping over on the kitchen floor. The dog's slid out the window. The whole house is lubricated. Yeah.
Okay, so we've had a lot of sex. Then all of a sudden you get that gust of wind inwards. And then the big horror of the fanny fart, that kind of noise.
It's a doozy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Is there any way we can, especially with, I reckon lube, I feel like lube would enhance the fanny fart because there's a lot of slipperiness.
I think probably contributing factors to the fanny fart, and there's not a lot of research, I have to say.
Yeah.
But, lube might be.
Yeah.
But frequency of thrust.
Frequency of thrust. Yeah. There we are.
Yeah.
But that's but that's sort of going to ruin the moment itself, isn't it? If you're like, you don't want to ruin the moment by doing a fanny fart, but then you have to say to your husband, can you stop thrusting that way? You're going to make me do a fanny fart. I feel like that's almost
too high
worse.
Too high frequency.
In terms of the eroticism of the occasion.
You just have a pendulum. What's it called? In music.
A metronome.
Yeah. Tick-tock.
But I think that does have something to do with it. But also position, it might be different for every woman, but I think the thing is that if you're going to fanny fart, then, you're going to fanny fart.
If there's nothing much you can do.
I think it's not a problem. I think if you're going to be intimate enough with someone to let them put a part of their body into your body, they should be able to get over the fact that sometimes your body makes funny noises. Yeah. So I think that's
I'm part of your team on that one. Being human. Yeah, but what you can... I was thinking about how to actually overcome it. What you can do is either do a big cough when it's...
Again, I thought we were going to say something.
Or just have, quite loud music on when you're mushing.
Yeah. What's mushing now? Is this
That's what my husband and I call...
Having a bit of mushy.
Oh, that's
nice.
That's a bit Japanese.
Yeah, it does.
I'm trying to think what we call it. What do you call it, Helen?
I don't remember.
Intercourse.
Oh, sexy time.
Sexy time. I think Peter's called it boinking before.
Boinking?
It could be wrong. That's hot, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boinking. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably just move on, I think. Probably for the best.
Yeah. Mushy.
Now, next topic is toys and equipment. Do you recommend any products?
Oh, well, funny you should ask me that.
Well, here
we are.
Look at this.
Okay.
I have a little catalogue, which obviously catalogues are really effective when you're doing a podcast, but we'll talk you through it.
Okay, do they have a website that we could...
Yeah, it's called Love Honey.
Okay. I know that you've got the trade collection here.
It's like the wholesale catalogue.
Like have Costco for fannies.
Now, let me talk to you about how I actually came across this, because...
Oh, you just ruined my joke.
I wiped it on later.
Don't worry, wiped it
I'm saving that for minute 28.
Sorry. Anyway, how this arrived on my desk, so to speak.
Okay, right. Stay with us, Sarah.
So, right.
It was deposited. What?
It came through.
Shot so, through the letterbox.
Part of what I do at the hospital, for, you know, we were talking about before, about women who have painful intercourse, is that I recommend that they perhaps use something like a vibrator.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't managed to get those funded on the NHS yet, but I'm working on it.
Cameron!
Damn the Tories! This was a Labour government. We'd all be walking around with free eggs in our love eggs in all day long.
Remote controlled. Yeah. Anyway, so... and a lot of these, a lot of the patients that I see have never bought any kind of sexual toys mm-hmm. before. So I found it quite sort of, you know, I just needed a bit of an inroad to be able to talk to them about these products. And I'd seen a show about this company called Love Honey, and I think they're based in Wales and they're internet only, big warehouse.
They don't have much to do in Wales,
no,
do they?
They don't. They don't. Clearly not. But they've, anyway, they've got a massive hands. Warehouse full of sex toys. And they've got very good customer service. So I rang them and I said, oh, can I have a catalogue so I can show, you know, these kind of patients that I see. Anyway, this arrived on my desk on a dull Thursday morning. And then I think I just flipped it open to this page.
Oh.
It's the 50 Shades of Grey page.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Series. Wow. Can you see the anal beads?
I can.
Oh, blimey. Pleasure intensified and anal beads. I can't even say it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So you can buy Christian Grey's TM Actual Silver Tie. Mm. That's
lovely.
A flogger. Yeah. Flogger.
Well, yeah. So what's this one called, Sarah?
That is called Something Forbidden Butt Plug.
A butt plug. And where does that go?
Up your pooper.
Up your pooper.
In the back garden.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So you just pop that in your bottom for a nice time.
Well, do you know, I mean, I don't know what you guys think about going down the back garden, but...
I'm trying to grow some strawberries there at the moment.
Oh, yeah, we have an allotment, so it's fine. But... whatever you think about going in the back garden, it does have a lot of nerve endings there. It's a very sensitive part of your body.
And because we do have male listeners and
they have bum holes.
They have bums. We've all got bums. So why not?
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we've got the 50 Shades of Grey, and then what are we moving into now?
Okay, so
still the 50 Shades of Grey.
65 pages of
You just use clothes pegs, presumably.
Yeah,
fine.
I use those things you get to like close your freezer bags. You know those.
Oh yeah, from IKEA. Nice. Yeah. Pop them on your nips. Nice.
Top tip that.
Oh, there's a whip. There's a whip.
Okay. Lovely Betty Page.
Yep.
And what's that for? Naughty. What's the whip for?
But it's not for riding a horse, Helen. It's not for getting your children to eat their tea.
So innocent.
Oh, dearie me.
Right, there's a paddle.
Now, I like the paddle because you could play a game of table tennis after that, couldn't you?
That's for bottoms.
It's called a spanking bat.
Lots of bottomy things.
A leather ball.
Again, it's not for a canoe. That's not not what it's for.
It's not for making butter.
No. Although there is a balm up here.
Ooh.
Buzzing Bulletin Balm Set. 2 for 1.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Mm, delish.
Oh, hang on, hang on, hang on.
The Squeel 2. Yeah. Squeel spelled SQWEEL, which I think is the highest letter value you can get in Scrabble, if I'm not incorrect.
It's a wheel of silicon tongues.
Wow.
Oh. Good girl.
It's an oral sex massager. And what I like is as well, it's USB rechargeable. So if you're at work, you just plug it in your laptop.
Oh my goodness me.
It's a shame they haven't got a Firewire one.
Yeah. It's got a flicker mode though. A flicker mode.
Oh dearie me.
And quiet.
Okay, so straight to YouTube.
Perfect for pleasure on the go, on the train.
Oh, there we are.
I've got a long trip home tonight.
You do.
Oh, I'm getting the National Express on the megabus. The megabus. Whizzing away there. Yeah,
I might need some more wine for all these new things I've never seen before.
Mm. Oh, now there's the rabbit. Now this was a big deal, wasn't it?
The rabbit's been around for a long time. The happy rabbit.
Do you believe in the rabbit, or do you think it was a sort of hype, overhyped by Sex and the City?
We're being honest with each other. I've had a rabbit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was the top of the range, rotating bits and bobs.
Yeah. It had a disco ball.
Was it like the Beatrix Potter rabbit? Did it have Mr. McGregor on the big end?
Yeah. You know, I think they're all right. I think for someone who perhaps hasn't had a vibrator before, it's not your starting point vibrator.
Okay.
No. Right, it's not a beginner's.
So this is like your Ferrari to your Ford Fiesta.
Your smart car kind of scenario.
I once bought a vibrator in Glasgow because I was on exchange for 5 months and away from my boyfriend. And I went into Ann Summers and the lady next to me was about 85 and she was holding the most enormous vibrator I've ever seen. And it was called the Robocock. And it was silver and about the length of my arm.
Oh.
And then she, on the other hand, she had the Shagasaurus, which was a dinosaur looking. But it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. The Robocock or the Shagasaurus. And there was this petite little lady.
But I think the moral of that story is that you don't make assumptions about people.
No.
The person you would least likely to expect has a drawer full of vibrators.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, a bit of self-love, bit of self-sex.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have to be self-sex. It can be.
True, true.
With other people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So anything that you can do with somebody, there's a machine to replicate that, it seems.
Yeah. But, as I say, it having a vibrator doesn't necessarily mean you're just doing it on your own.
Right.
God, I'm not preaching.
You've got a few people around for dinner.
I'm not preaching to the converted.
No, gosh. This is good.
No, but I just think, be open-minded to this stuff because it's, the more orgasms you have, the healthier your nether regions will be.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How does that work then?
Just, good nerve supply, good blood supply.
Oh.
Means everything's working.
Oh. Well, there you are.
And I mean, that, and that's, so anyway. That,
so, Love Honey.
Lovehoney.com, I think it's called.
Okay, very good.
So, happy shopping.
All right, Love Honey, there we are. Yeah.
There we are. Failing that, get yourself down Argos, get an electric toothbrush.
Or just sit on your washing machine.
Oh, there we go.
Mine's fitted. Tried.
Right. Got the T-shirt. Right.
Now it's time for a bit of a sort of a current affair, isn't it, Helen?
Yes, it is. I was reading the Red magazine the other day and I came across... I was reading the Red magazine the other day and I saw this article called Sex and the Diary, written by the lovely Molly Gunn. And she talks about how she's a mother of two young children and she and her husband have decided to schedule in sex. And this may seem like it's unspontaneous because sex should be, before we had kids, we could do all that sort of stuff. But she really thinks it's great because they actually had some time to, look forward to it and put some time and effort into each other and have a lovely time.
Have a wax.
As parents, most of us find that it's quite difficult to find the right time or any time to have sex. And
I find it's the energy. Like, I feel like after a whole day of work and then childcare and then, you know, perhaps a cheeky stand-up comedy gig. and getting home, having had 3 pints and a bucket of fried chicken, I'm not feeling that sexy.
You don't want your boobies fiddling with them.
You want to put your nipple tassels on.
Put those IKEA clothes pegs away. I've had enough.
And just to quote, she said, what started as something that was just about sex soon became about intimacy, which I think there's the sex you have, you know, that is just kind of, oh, we just really need to...
Are you going to start talking about picnics and monster trucks again? Please do.
All
please
right. do. But, you know, look, this thing won't fuck itself. You know, like, I just need to get this done. However,
there isn't it romantic?
You wanna? All right. Okay. But there is something to be said about devoting some time to each other and actually going, put your iPad down, turn your iPhone off.
I'm watching porn. Oh, I'm having a wank. Leave me alone.
But, yeah, to devote some time to each other when you're not having an argument or discussing who should be doing the domestic chores.
And there is that whole thing about, you know, no matter how you play it, sex has a psychological element. Even if it's just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, won't see you again kind of sex.
Yeah.
I bet I've had that for about 50 billion years. But, you know, there is that psychology. If you really like the person or you love them or whatever, the sex is going to be better because your juices will be flowing.
Oh,
you don't need so much lube.
You can never have too much lube. That's what I've learned, the lube connection. Have you ever done that? Have you ever scheduled in on Tuesday?
I've tried to. Like, I've sent Will a sexy text going, I really think we should, you know, have some sex tonight. And he's gone back in capitals going, this is my work phone. Didn't work so well. I thought I was just being a bit alluring, going, oh, come home and fuck me later, but no. It didn't kind of work. Or I've sent him meeting requests.
On the community app.
He's like, this is my work phone.
My vagina invites you.
CC my anus. So I've tried, but it hasn't quite worked. But I think also,
I wonder why.
So public. He loves this podcast. It is such an important thing, you know, when it comes down to it, relationships, and that's at the foundation of the entire unit. And if that kind of falls away, then there is some sense and goodness.
Yeah, if the sexy time goes, it can be the first, because that's sometimes it's the easiest thing that just goes by the wayside, and it is a sign for trouble to come. So I think you've got, and particularly as parents, when you've got young kids and 50 billion things to do, you've got to keep it up your list of priorities.
Get on with it.
So you think go ahead with it even if you're really not in the mood?
I think sometimes you have to. Sometimes you've got to make an effort. It's not like the first days of a relationship when it was just a shagorama.
Yeah,
you know, you've got to put more effort into it.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Oh well, I remember the days we used to just cut a hole in a sheet. That was it. We were off. No stopping us. 3 minutes later, put the X Factor back on. Everyone was happy.
That's it. Continue eating the curry.
Have you guys been caught in the act by your kids?
No. No.
Have you?
Yeah, once.
How was it?
Wasn't great for me. I couldn't tell you. We played musical statues pretty quickly.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah.
Was it daytime or nighttime though?
No, it was daytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes my husband. I mean, my husband is not going to listen to this podcast. Anyway, sometimes. I mean, sometimes we have like a bit of spontaneous, you know, daytime.
Quick, good on you,
lock
Sarah.
The bathroom door. Go for it.
Go for the clappers. Yeah.
Helen mentioned curry earlier. I'm going to explain that. So this is a real thing. So me and my husband, Pete, we were like, you know, trying to be a bit more active and make a bit more effort with the old sex. probably the fact I called it the old sex was really what was getting in the way of us having it more, now I think about it. Anyway, so the old sex. No, but this is actually happened. He said to me one Friday.
Sorry, I'm already laughing. I'm going to put a pillow over my face.
He said, look, you know, why don't we, you know, get a takeaway tonight? We'll get a curry. And then, you know, we'll have a bit of the other, you know.
A bit of the other. Bit of the Papa Doms.
Yeah, like Chinese as well. And I said, well, yeah.
You're calling it the sex and he's calling it the other. Sounds like a great foundation.
We do live in the 50s. We are like some Bernard Cribbins, basically. I'm married to Bernard Cribbins. So anyway, right, dead friend. So what happened was, so I said, well, like, yeah, but we always order far too much curry, right? You know, and you eat too much. And I said, we never want to have sex after we've had a curry because we're all bloated and farty. And he said, all right, I know. We'll order the curry, yeah? We'll eat half the curry, then we'll have sex. And then we'll eat the other half of the curry.
That is called scheduling sex.
That's romance.
Yeah. Oh romance, there's a top tip for Molly Gunn. Sarah, I'm getting a good sense that you guys enjoy your sexy time. Do you have a special name for your lady area? Or do you like to name your bits?
I think naming of bits is not a bad thing, as long as it's a positive naming of bits. Like, as long as you're not calling your bits like the hell hole.
The jam jar.
I am now. The eighth circle.
Yeah. So look, you know, when I'm chatting about the vajays, it depends on who I'm talking to. Mm. You know, some people you need to use anatomical language.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have a friend, I think I mentioned her last time. Shout out to you, Victoria. who calls it her panini.
Panini.
Does she call the back garden a bruschetta?
Funny.
So look, I think names for your nether regions are, you know, not a bad thing as long as they're positive things. My husband, he will call it the general vicinity different things depending on the state of the of the topiary. It's either Bushy Park or Badger. So
wow,
Hampton Court or Duncan Goodhue. Do you have any sort of sexy things that you do? Like, because I'm trying to think when Pete and I were trying to, you know, spice things up recently, and I was like, you know, well, what do you want in the bedroom? You know, have you got any sexy ideas for us to try? And he just went, I quite like you to stop getting into bed wearing your £7 Primark pyjamas. Which are like flannel, which I button up to the neck, ray check. Like, and I was like, yeah, that's...
I mean, I do think a wax goes a long way.
Yeah. Oh.
With my husband, it does.
Okay.
Yep.
Go to IKEA, get yourself a 10-pack of Phenomen candles. Wax on, wax off.
But, I mean, I'm a baby when it comes to waxing. I always go in, I said, if I cry, just ignore me. I'll cry.
Yeah.
I'll curse, I will swear.
just keep going.
Me. Yep.
Keep going.
Just keep talking to me. Yeah.
I've never had it done. Do you have the full, is it all off or gone?
Okay. Did I say my name was Sarah Lorenzen? My name is...
Marjorie Panini. Tell me, Marjorie. Yeah.
All right, just put on a different voice. So we've got someone else in.
Well, my name's Marjorie Panini. And I'm just going to tell you about my family.
I can't wait to hear it, Marjorie.
Thank you, Marjorie.
Thank you for coming here all the way from Cardiff to be here tonight.
Australians are so good at accents.
They are. It's amazing. anyway, how does it work? So do you have it all?
Yeah, no, I do.
All
I do.
Out?
Oh, no, not all. I have a runway.
Oh, like, is that the Brazilian, is that?
No.
Is it the Hollywood?
It's called, correct. It's called a Hollywood over here.
I made a mistake once. They thought I asked for a Paul Hollywood, and I came out with a minge like an angry Scouser. makes a lovely pavlova, though.
I think everyone's vagina is different. They like flowers. Oh, flowers.
Oh, yes.
Again, speaking Rorschach flowers, paintings.
Anyway, everyone's vagina is different. And I think it's important that we instill in, like, young women, teenagers who are obviously quite, you know, aware of how their bits are changing, is that everyone's a little bit different.
Mm.
Everyone's a little bit asymmetrical. A lot of people have one lip bigger than the other lip. And it's normal.
Yeah.
So
and sometimes they're different colours. That's normal, isn't it? Yeah. I've got a blue one.
I've got a rainbow.
My one looks like Jennifer Lopez.
Mine looks like Penelope Cruz. I think we've actually killed Helen. I think we've done it. We've killed Helen. We've finished her off. She's actually taking off into space. She's orbiting the moon.
Yeah.
She's just visualising Ellie's Penelope Keith.
Who does yours look like?
To the man of Bourne.
Does yours look like Peter Bowles? Yeah. That'd be weird, wouldn't it? Match made in heaven.
Oh, dear. Oh,
anyway, the point is, you know, everyone's vagina is different, you know. Have a look. Have a look at your friend.
Tonight.
No, not yours.
Rummage.
This weekend, one of the bonding things that Ellie and I have is that we gave birth to two boys 11 days apart, and we had the exact same midwife. So there is a lady.
There is someone in the world that knows what both your fanwires look
That's
like.
That's right. Exactly. At our best.
Penelope and J-Lo doing their finest work.
I'm still Jenny from the block.
Oh, well, I think that's probably enough.
That's been an extensive...
Quite enough. Quite enough, thank you. All right, well, we've almost come to the end of the episode, but there is time, of course, for Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Hooray.
Sex-fessions. Take that too far. We've had a sex-fession from listener Kate MacDonald, who says, in fact, it's not dissimilar to you, Sarah. She says, on the weekend, David and I have been known to put Sesame Street on so that we can have a quickie.
Oh!
Thank you, Big Bird. Fun time.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It's good for you.
Very good.
So what about us, Helen? Do you want to go first?
Yeah, well, I had quite a humiliating experience recently that I'd made some pink Play-Doh and I had my lovely neighbour, Joe, over. Hello, Joe, if you're listening. And we were just chatting and I was playing with the Play-Doh. And then about a minute or two later, we both looked down and I had sculpted a giant penis. And she turned to me and said, is this something you're trying to tell me?
Did it have the little arm?
So what about you, Sarah? Have you got a Scummy Mummy confession for us?
I took the Love Honey catalogue to the little gym.
It's little gym, like soft play.
Yeah, it's like Gymboree. It's like, yeah. It's, you know.
Just casually flicking through.
It's pretty boring at the little gym. You've just got to sit there and wait.
Did you see anyone sort of looking over your shoulder?
Oh, like? Many. Every single parent was over my shoulder.
Oh.
That's hilarious.
I have to have a circulation list by the end of it. Yeah.
Don't mind if I do.
No.
Well, mine is sort of cock related.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely.
So we went to Centre Parks last week.
Oh, yes.
Which was lovely. Lots of fun. And we did this thing called Animal Magic where you go and you meet. I know, right? And so it begins. So there's like a mum and a daughter who run it and they're like real animal people. They've got millions of animals in their house and they bring out like endless like guinea pigs and rabbits and hedgehogs and skunks and snakes and like it's all pretty cool. And then they brought out this Shetland pony and it was awesome. And all the kids are like patting the pony. And
where are you going with this?
I think you know. And then I sort of looked casually down and the horse had this massive like dong, like this huge thing sticking out. And it was like, and nice so I started dog. Nudging Pete going, look, look. And then as I was nudging him, like this extra bit, this pink bit, then extended. Have you ever seen a horse this hard? I'd never seen it before. And it was astonishing.
That's what we call in our house a lipstick.
And like, so yeah, and it was like, it wasn't even like a lipstick, it was like a stick of rock sticking out of a calippo. But obviously I didn't want to spoil the moment, so I was just keeping a very straight face relatively. And, you know, just trying not to, trying to pretend it wasn't happening. And then the lady like running the show was like, oh yes, I've always grown up with horses, because my stepfather always thought, you know, if you've got teenage girls, if you've got enough horses around, they won't be interested in boys.
shut up now.
And I had to leave the room.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about it, isn't it, for this episode?
That's it. Thank you for listening, if you're still there.
Is anyone there?
If you are still listening, please, if you enjoy the podcast, please tell your friends. Please say so on Facebook. We're on Twitter at Scummy Mummies.
That's right, Facebook.com/ Scummy Mummies Podcast. If you want to email us, scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
Great. Go and have some sex. Go and have some sexy sex time.
CB,
and if you'd like to see us live, not having sex, that's not part of the show. Well, maybe it'd be funny if it was. I don't know. We are doing some summer stage shows, aren't we, Helen?
We are. We're going to be at the Caversham Festival on 13th of July.
Yep.
And the Camden Fringe on the 23rd and 24th of August. And also a Camp Bestival, which is very exciting.
Yeah. If you want to buy tickets, just Google Camden Fringe Scummy Mummies. And
That's it. And
Or you can go to scummymummies.com. So thank you very much. And thank you so much, Sarah Lorentzen. You've been an amazing guest, as always. Absolutely brilliant.
Always a pleasure, girls.
Yeah.
Always
and a we should say that Sarah comes from the brilliant organisation Maternally Fit. Can you give a quick plug to your organisation?
Oh yes, I as well as working in the NHS, dealing with problem femmes, I also run some exercise classes for pregnant women, so you can sort out your femmes before you even give birth.
Excellent.
So if you're up the duff, come and see me.
Excellent. And Maternally Fit, what's the website?
.co.uk.
Excellent. Maternallyfit.co.uk for Sarah's excellent classes. And also, if we've got any Australian listeners, Sarah is returning back to Australia very soon.
I am. I'm coming to sort out your fanwires, girls.
Look out. Yeah. Gives a whole new meaning to the phrase down under. Oh, so,
I was going to say that.
There we go.
There we are.
Brace yourself.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And as the Derren Brown of the JJs, do you want to leave us with any final fanwire-related words of wisdom?
All right. An orgasm a day keeps the...
Sarah Lorentzen away.
Keeps Sarah Lorentzen away, correct.
And thank you for listening. See you next time.
Bye!
My son is doing his school play this year. It's called Little Rabbit Foo Foo.
Oh, stop it. Oh, God. Stop. Little Rabbit Foo Foo.
Oh, dear.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.